Welcome to this podcast from the Fusion Gathering at Kingdom Faith Yorkshire. The speaker of this session is Clive Urquhart.
Right. What we'll do, we'll just take a little bit of time and just give you a bit of a heads up, some of what's been happening down our way, and just a little bit to do with how all that links with what's developing to do with Israel and all of that. So try and give you a bit of a picture in a few minutes. So I'll share for a bit. And, yeah, where'd you start? When the church first started in Horsham, in the first 3 weeks, we started with 22 nights of meetings to launch the church. And right at the beginning, God said that the church was to be one church in many locations. So, you know, when God says something, that's what he wants to do. And whatever he says, and then he wants to do, you're not going to see the things that he wants to do unless you do what he says to do, what you're supposed to do, right? So the first few years of what was happening in the church in Horsham, there was stuff in the 25-mile radius. That's what he spoke to us about, to be a regional church. And after 4 or 5 years, that was great. There were life groups around the place and everything, but it didn't really ever become what it needed to be. And a couple of years ago, God spoke to me and said, all this stuff about the 25-mile radius, you've got to, that's part, this is who I've called you to be, one church, many locations. You're not just to be one church in Horsham and with a kind of another church in Crawley that you kind of started, or it started a few years ago, but yes, you're Kingdom Faith by name, but not necessarily one together in the way that you could be. And so we, last year, really looked through what does it really mean to be one church in many locations? What does that look like? How would that affect the way we are week by week? What does that look like in terms of leadership? What does that look like in terms of raising up leaders and developing teams of people, ministry? What does that really mean in terms of all our structures, organizational stuff? What does that mean in terms of finances? So we took last year, 2012, to really go through all of that, praying, talking, brainstorming, what would this mean, and for going forward. Now, our vision is not to be one church, many locations. Our vision is revival for a generation, turning the tide of a godless society. That's our vision. Our mission is to see thousands of people getting saved and added to the kingdom, become part of the church in the 25-mile radius. So our mission is to see that happen. So one church, many locations is a vehicle. That's not the vision or mission, it's just a vehicle. God said to me, you've got to get the cart ready for the horse. You're not putting the cart before the horse, but you're getting the cart ready for the horse. And what I believe God's saying is I want to move and take and move you into to see certain things happen. But unless the cart's ready, you're not going to see everything that I've planned and purposed. And so one of the phrases he's been using is everything's got to be in alignment. So spiritually, you've got to be aligned. Your thinking, your mentality's got to be aligned. Your leadership has got to be aligned. Your organisation and structures have got to be aligned. Your finances have got to be aligned. Every relationally, you've got to be aligned. Everything's got to be in alignment with what I'm saying. Because if I start releasing what I want to do to the measure that I want to do it, but you're not aligned, then you're not. There's not going to be. You're not going to see everything that I want you to see. And so we've taken a year, it took last year to go through all of that lot, because God said in 2013 you need to start moving out in a fresh way. So that's challenged us in terms of our developing of leaders. And so we've put something in place and in the process of developing that called a leadership pathway, which is to create opportunities for people to lead in a way that they haven't had opportunities before. And one of those things is if we're going to be one church, many locations, then we need to be able to reproduce leaders. We've got to be reproducing teams of people, reproducing certain ministries, so that we become a reproducing church. And as part of that, Kingdom Faith becoming more of a missional movement, not just Kingdom Faith with us, but Kingdom Faith here, down in Taunton, in London, all the partnering churches in this country, there's about 40 of them. What does that mean for all the churches overseas? There's about another 15 to 20 overseas. So it's not just what God is doing with us, but it's what effect and impact will that have on Kingdom Faith wherever. Because if we are one church, many locations, and we're all part of that one church, because God spoke to me a few years ago and said, why can't you have a national church? So, well, yeah, if we're one in heart and mind, one in spirit, then we're all part of the same church. We're just living in different geographical locations and we're working out the same vision in that place, that region or whatever. So part of that initial process for us was, okay, we need to go to two services in Horsham. We were fairly full and the kids' rooms were pretty packed. So, well, let's go to two anyway, because we need to create more opportunities for people to lead. And if we've got a leadership pathway, and we're going to be planting more congregations around the 25-mile radius, we need people to be growing in leadership, so we've actually got people to lead those congregations as we're going out. You can't have the same few people leading everything. We need to be raising up people. So what we're putting in place for two services, we started those about 5 weeks ago, and we said to everybody in Horsham, all right, we're not just going to start a second service. What we're going to do is we're going to shut the one service and we're going to plant two new ones. So we're planting two new services in Horsham. So which one are you going to be part of and which one are you going to help make happen? And therefore more of a missional approach, who are you going to be bringing and who are you going to be praying into more, because we've got to go forward. So let's think about, like, we're planting something rather than just adding another one. And which one shall I go to? Oh, I'll go to that one. I'll go to, no, which one do you want to be part of to help make happen? And so a lot more people have been really excited. Not everybody like has bought into that to the same level, but a lot of people have been like, brilliant, can see that, it's great, it's exciting. Because we said if we can't multiply leaders and teams for two services, we can't go and plant more congregations. So we've got to start where we are. So as part of that whole process, we've gone to two services and people are bringing people. And we haven't quite doubled the amount of people on the children's team, but we were having a go that in 6 months we would see if we could double the amount of children's workers in 6 months. We haven't quite done double, but it's been a great challenge. And Colin and Sally have done an amazing job, actually, in that whole process doing that. Worship team-wise, we've got more people on the worship team, raising up more people to lead worship. Because if we're going to have more congregations, we've got to have more worship teams, people lead worship. So we're like, you know, let's accelerate this whole kind of purpose thing. So we have a congregation in Crawley. It's been going about 8 years, has about 140 people. And so we've been doing a whole load of work there to make sure that we're one church, two congregations, not two churches in two locations, but the same by name and in other ways, but maybe not in others. So we've done quite a lot of work there, that we really are one in heart and mind and spirit, and in other ways too. So all the children's work is aligned, and there's like one children's team in the church, but working in two congregations. There's like one youth team, but then working in two congregations. There's one worship team, but that worship team serves both congregations. It's that kind of understanding. So our organisational structure, we've changed the whole thing so that all the staff, the full-time staff and the team, the part-time guys, we're getting there, but we're working as one team to serve two congregations, as well as everything else we do, but those two congregations. So as part of that, we're going to be starting a third congregation down in Worthing at the end of October. And so we've just started a 6-month preparation for that. And so we're meeting every other Sunday night in a little venue in Worthing. That's our pre-launch venue. And it's in a daycare centre. It's all been modernised. It's weird going from the church building, everything's set up and sorted, and you go from that. And then we go to Worthing in this little building. We're pioneering something. It's going to plant something brilliant. Come on, you know. So it's great. So we've got 40 people that are part of that initial kind of launch, and we want that 40 to become 80 in the next 5 months. So when we go live at the end of October, we're starting with a good core of 80 people, and we're just looking for another venue that can maybe get about 150 people in or something like that. So we're just scouting around for that at the moment. But the guys who live down that way, there's about 20 22 people that live in and around Worthing. Then there's another 15, 16, 17 people, some from Horton congregation, two or three from Crawley congregation that want to be part of that. And I believe God's been talking to them about moving down to Worthing and be part of that congregation and everything that's going to be happening down there. There's a great family feel and a lot of excitement. The prayer we've had has been really good. There's some good outreach going on, people getting healed on the streets, one or two people got saved on the street, so down there. So it's kind of, there's a real sense of mission and purpose with all the guys there, because they're like, well, it's not just a life group down there anymore, we're going to become a congregation. And and everybody knows, if we don't see people saved, it's not going to happen. So there's a really good excitement about that. So that we're on that kind of journey, and we're going to end up planting a lot more congregations over the next few years all over the 25-mile radius. One of the words that God gave me last summer when I was on holiday just praying and stuff about the feeding of the 5,000, and I was just reading it. God, I woke up one morning just spending some time with him, and he said, read that story. So I started to read it, and I was making a few notes and thoughts. The last line of that was, and 5,000 men were fed that day, and women, plus the women and children. As I read that, God said to me, can you see 5,000 men and their households getting saved and added to the kingdom as part of the church in the 25-mile radius? And I was like, wow, 5,000 plus women and children. That's a lot of people. And it's like, you know, when God speaks to you, sometimes he has to keep speaking to you to enlarge your understanding of what he's really saying. And We've generally thought, oh, we'll probably have four or five congregations, maybe six or something, around the area over the next few years sometime, so that, you know. But God's idea of one church in many locations is different than our, what we thought would be one church with a few congregations. And so, and we've been praying into that, and there's some other things he said, you know, but our thinking is here, not just here. And it's like, right, if we're going to have that many people, we need this roughly this amount of congregations, these amount of leaders, this amount of team. There's a lot of people. So we've got something to go for now in our own back garden, as we call it, the 25-mile radius. And as part of all of that, God's been sort of developing a kind of prayer strategy, which Jane will talk to you a little bit more about, or some things to do with prayer for the 25-mile radius, and also how that links in with what we're doing with Israel. It's amazing how God brings all this stuff together. Because it'd be easy to think, well, we're doing one church in many locations here, we're doing Israel over here, we're doing relating, partnering churches here, you know. But how God brings the whole thing all together. This is part of my plan, and now can you see how it all works together? And Jane will share a bit of that in a minute. At Roffey Place, where the Bible school is and the offices are, there's a house, an old house that is part of the Roffey Place is the house, and then you've got the Bible College. And the house needs a total refurb, top to bottom. And a lot of it's gutted on the inside now, back to the walls and everything. There's no carpets in on the ground floor or anything. So we've done a bit of that. But we're going to do a total refurb next year, top to bottom, the whole thing. But God spoke to us and said that it's to be a house of prayer. Now, one of the words that God's to us as Kingdom Faith, when I say us, I mean us, not just down in the south, but is that we're to be a house of prayer for all nations. And God spoke to us and said that the house is to be a house of prayer, a house of prayer and worship. So the whole of the ground floor is going to become prayer rooms and house. One of them is a prayer room at the moment, and one or two others, although they're a bit of a mess, the odd time I have a prayer meeting in. But we're going to do the whole of the ground floor as a prayer room. And then there will be a household living in the house that are more connected with the prayer and all that kind of thing. And so that's we're going to put all the plans together for that this year, what we need to do, how we need to do it, and all of that kind of stuff this year, so that next year we do the whole thing as one project, the whole house, top to bottom, and then there'll be prayer going on there in different ways throughout the day and probably through some of the nights or whatever. But right at the heart then of everything that we're doing will be this house of prayer and everything going on. And one of the things that God has said to us about the site there at Roffey is, this is your place of inheritance. I gave this to you in the first place. You've never owed any money on it. You own it outright. This is your place of inheritance. And at the heart, that's to be a house of prayer. And the college is obviously a place of training and equipping. But also, once the house is done, then we'll be looking to build a totally new facility on that land as well. We're not going to knock the college down. We'll leave that. But build something so that everything is based on the one site and we won't have the current church building that we use at the moment. And so that will be in a few years' time. But that's all part of that. But one of the things that God's been talking about in the 25-mile radius is about developing the prayer around the whole region. And now we have what we call impact prayer meetings in several different towns once a month. So in Worthing for the last 4 years, we've had Impact Worthing every month. And and we meet with other church leaders and other people come along. And it's just an hour and a quarter sometimes, but it's just full on 1 hour, boom, you know, for the town. It's been great to build relationships with other church leaders in some other towns, particularly Worthing, where we're going to be planting this congregation. And so there's good relationships. And those guys have been saying to us, these other church leaders, when are you guys going to come and plant a congregation or do something in Worthing? So they're actually saying, come on, guys, when are you going to come down here? So we're like, we're coming in October. We'll do some stuff between now and then. So they're like, brilliant. How can we be involved? How can we help you? Which is great, isn't it? When you get other church leaders saying, how can we be invited? How can we help you? What can we do to be part of that? So there's some good relationship with two or three church leaders like that at the moment. So so that'll be great. So if Jane just shares a little bit now, just towards some of the prayer stuff that God's been saying about the 25-mile radius, you'll hear how that, along with Israel, links in with One Church Many Locations and just God's genius, if you like. You know, when he... Because sometimes we do this and we do that, but he's like, no, it's all this. Christian life's a life of faith, isn't it? And God will always tell us things to do that's going to require faith. If I'd known one or two things my wife was going to be doing in the way she did before, then I'd have been, not that I wasn't thinking about you, but I'd have been a lot more, oh, right, she's doing that now. What's that going to lead to? But... So I was praying for her every day, but I didn't quite know she was being that agent-y. But anyway, just to link in what Jane was saying about the 25-mile radius thing and Israel, the prayer, One Church, Many Locations, because for us to step out to do what we're doing is steps of faith. Because on one level, you'd say we're not quite ready to do some of the things that we're doing. But we've just got to go because we know God's saying to do it in the region. And around the kind of time in the autumn when Jane was really praying into and going through what she just talked about with the dream and everything else she was praying through. And I was looking at all the multi-site stuff, or that's what just a brief term for it, One Church Medication, multi-site stuff as to what that looks like, what that means. We had a conversation one day, and because of one or two other people that Jane hasn't mentioned, that God's linked up prayer-wise for the region and everything, we had a conversation one day saying we need to not just pray for the Jews in the 24 hours, we need to reach them, we need to go and find out where they are and everything. So, and we had a conversation, we thought, well, actually, when we start Worthing and when we start a congregation somewhere, maybe we ought to go and find out where the Jews are, if there's a Jewish community, and actually go and evangelize and or go and serve them, build, or whatever. I don't know. We need some wisdom here. See if we can see some of them saved or whatever. Now, in the church, we have several Jewish people, don't we? One lady is a Holocaust survivor who we've got in the church. Amazing woman of God, isn't she? Incredible. And then, you know, God's bringing this other family who are a Palestinian family into the church. And this one new man in Christ, you know, Jew and Gentile or Jew, Arab and Gentile together. Down in Worthing, this lady who's the Holocaust survivor, she lives in Worthing. And then this family who are Palestinian, they live in Worthing. So the other week when we had our Impact Worthing prayer meeting, here's this lady who's a Holocaust survivor. Here's the James Myrna who's a and then the rest of it, and we're all in there praying together, and it's like one new man in Christ there in the prayer meeting. And so we're just talking with Louise, this lady, saying, do you know where are there Jews that live in? Is there a Jewish community in Worthing? Because we kind of feel we need to begin to reach them and do something. Now, how does that link with One Church Mayor locations? Well, for the last 18 months, we've been part of what we call a leadership community, and there's a forum for eight churches that are meeting together, different parts of this country or overseas, about One Church Mayor locations, about multi-site church. We met a pastor, or the executive pastor, in one of these first forum things we were at, from the States, and their church in 12 years went from 7 people meeting in this guy's front room to 20,000 people in 12 years. That's a few, isn't it? And pretty much everybody in that church has been saved into the church. There's not loads of transfer growth. They have just gone for souls, right? And now, we were just chatting with this guy and all of that, and met him, brilliant, or the executive pastor, not the senior guy, but the executive pastor and the right-hand man, and, you know, various things. A little while later, a few months later, the pastor of the church was on the telly, on one of the Christian channels, being interviewed. And we saw this interview. Did you see it or I see it? I must have seen it. There was this guy, anyway, I've seen it. I saw it. This guy was interviewed on, and they basically asked, no, that's right. It was an article I read with a video clip on that was connected to a Twitter feed thing. Right. So it wasn't a Christian channel. It was a video I watched on my phone. That's right. But it was after reading an article. And in this article, the guy said to this pastor, why has your church grown from 0 to 20,000 in 12 years? Is there a particular, what is it? What have you done? And he's like, you know, where's God? And he's like, well, yeah, we can see that. But, you know, and he said, this is what he said. When the church was meeting in my front room, he said, God spoke to me about Romans 1, verse 16. He said, what does it say? So it said, the gospel is the power of God for the salvation of all, or, you know, for those who believe. And then that's it. He read that and God said, yeah, but what about the rest of the verse? And he read it and said, first for the Jew, then for the Gentile. Now, this guy said he'd always interpreted that verse as, well, Jesus came, you know, as a Jew. He came to the Jewish people. So the gospel came to the Jews first. Then it went from there to the Gentiles. And what God said to him is, no, because he knew that God wanted him to plant out congregations. And God said, everywhere you go, go to reach the Jews first. Go with the gospel to the Jews first in that town or that city, then I'll open up the door for the Gentiles. So he's like, okay. So we had a conversation a few days before that was like, maybe God's about reaching Jews and everything. And then having met somebody from the executive guy from this church, and their amazing growth, they're a multi-site church, got stuff all over the place. Suddenly it's like, hang on a minute, God's been speaking to us about reaching the Jews in our 25-mile radius. He's talked about planting congregations, and we've had this, what about if we reach, where is there a Jewish community in Worthing or not? Then I see this program on the phone or whatever, a few days later, and this guy said, what we do is we always go and reach the Jews first, then God opens up the door to the Gentiles. Suddenly it's like, wow, when we're going to Worthing, Louise, who's a Holocaust survivor, she wants to be part of this whole thing. And then this other fact. So it's kind of like in God's wisdom, you're like, hang on a minute. Jane was on one track saying, am I off my rocker here? Am I hearing God? Because Clive's going on and on about this multi-site thing and how we're going and what we're going to do. But yet God's talked to me about praying for the Jews and reaching the Jews. But actually, so as well as all the stuff that we're doing overseas in Israel, at the same time God's saying, I want to do something in your 25-mile radius. And it's all connected with being one church, many locations. It's all connected with having a house of prayer for all nations. It's all connected. And it suddenly, you know, when it all comes together, you think, oh, yeah, it's obvious, isn't it? But, yeah, you know, and you suddenly realise, wow, that's why it's all so connected and it's really exciting. So we kind of feel like we're just at the beginning of a whole journey, you know, as a church in a new way, in a fresh way. And it's going to be exciting to see what happens over the next few years. But it's going to be exciting to see what happens up here. Because the call up here is not just to be one church in one town. It's Kingdom Faith Yorkshire. It's for the region. And so if God has called Kingdom Faith Church when it first started 21 years ago to be one church in many locations, then what God sends out from there is to be one church in many locations. Because that's, so we've got to be apostolically responsible for the regions that God has placed us in. It's interesting how, you know, Kingdom Faith Southwest is a region. And yeah, the church is doing good, but there's also that as well, the whole multi-site thing. So if God says this is the kind of church I've called you to be, then we've got to be that. Otherwise, we won't see everything that God wants to see. And I know there's seasons and stages, but I know where we are now. It's the activation moment of, right, now it's time for the region. Get going, guys. And everything that we've had to do. And God's establishing something here, growing something here, creating a foundation, a base, a platform. There's favour in the town. There's favour with local authorities. Things are happening. And there'll come a point where, you know, at the right time, there'll be congregations planted around the region so that it becomes multi-site up here. Same with the Southwest and wherever else things happen. So we've got some great days ahead, great times ahead. And God's got you right here at the beginning, the early years of what's going on, because you're an intrinsic part, an integral part to what God's doing. And that's why earlier on, in terms of being mature, we've got to be mature as because we're here for something so much bigger than just our own lives. You know, and even bigger than one town, one place. And there's an anointing on Paul and Kate to lead the work in this region and everything God wants to do in this region. That this conference is not just for Scarborough, it's for the region. It's something apostolic. There's a grace on it to impact the region. It's got to start somewhere, you know, that impacts the town, impacts other leaders, impacts other churches and everything. But then it will go beyond that to have a wider influence across the whole region, because the church is moving out across the region. Same thing happened in the Southwest and whatever else happens over the next few years in other regions. It's like, you know, so great days ahead, eh?
Yes.
I love it. God's got a plan and he's going to fulfill it, and he's working it together. It just takes us a bit of time to catch up sometimes. But it's going to be good, eh? Brilliant.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com/Yorkshire.